The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Samach Gimel. On Daf Samach Gimel on the Beis, there's a sugya that revolves around the guy named Lachman by Ristak. Toyus has another guy, Haman by Ristak, and the Lechayr is for obvious reasons, because he was acting like a Haman, he was making problems for the Yidden. On this sugya, there are a lot of halachas of Eruv HaChatzeiros, a lot of things, different concepts are peppered in, and I'd like to discuss the sugya and see what we can come out of the Maisa. The story goes that Lachman by Ristak did what the Gemara on Dam Samach Beis said that a guy would do, and not want to rent his rishus. Abaya gave an eitz of what to do. Abaya said, let everybody be mevato their rishus to one person. Let them relinquish their ownership in the chotzer to one person, and then they become a yochid v'mokim nochri. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the Mishnah, that says that a guy doesn't aser until there are two Yisraelim together, so they won't answer, the guy won't answer. Rashi points out that there will be limitations in their ability to carry after this bittul. This comes from Mishnah later on, on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. Over there it's a case that one member of the chotzer forgot to give bread for the Erev, and therefore he answered everybody in the chotzer. The Eitzah there is given for all the members to be mevatel their rishus to one, and thereby becoming only one rishus, and then the one that received the other rishuyos is mutter to carry from his house to the chotzer, and sometimes also it will be mutter to, for the one that was makabel the rishuyos to carry from their homes to the chotzer. And that would be, if besides for them being mevatel the rishus, and the chotzer, they're also mevatel the rishus in their homes to him, so then they all become one big house, and then it's mutter for the mekabel to bring out from their homes as well, because now everything belongs to him. They, however, are also to carry from all the homes to the chotzer. The reason is, since these homes and this chotzer belonged a few minutes ago to all these people, and they transported constantly their possessions between these areas, if they continue doing so, it looks like they're taking back their rishus. The Me'iri over there on Daf Samach Tes points out that even after the Yochid already transported items proving his ownership, and he's not relinquishing his rishus back to them, still, if they carry again today, it looks like the whole thing is one big joke. So maybe we ask them for the rest of Shabbos to be metalto out from their homes to the chotzer. Now Rashi over here points out that there'll still be a gain even after bittul, because this yochid that was mekabel the rishus from everybody, he can bring everyone else's kalim from their homes for the use in their chotzer. Again, on the condition that they're also mevato the rishus in their bayis to him, not only the rishus in the chotzer. Now, this can become lemaisa even nowadays. Even though nowadays we don't go and collect the bread for everyone from the Erev. One person is a makna the Erev for everybody, so you don't have a case that one person forgets to give to the Erev. Still, it could prove itself a negeya if someone was in the chotzer, but we didn't realize that he was there before Shabbos, and we weren't makna for him. Let me tell you this once almost happened to me. Let me tell you the maisa. We once had a family simcha in a hotel, and Shabbos morning, somebody walked in by Shachris. He happened to come to the same hotel. He was planning to go on a nice, quiet Shabbos with his wife, and he didn't realize that there was a whole Shabbos Shevet Brachos that was planned there. Now, that could have run us into major problems, Because there's a whole talk whether when you go to a hotel, when a whole group goes to a hotel, or if it's a Jewish hotel, do you need to make an Erev in the hotel? One big svara given that one does not have to make an Erev is because we're all eating together in the same dining room. And since we paskin that mukim pita goyim, which means that what separates ownership to require an Erev, that's the place that we eat. So here, since we are all eating in one dining room, we're all one home, and we don't need an Erev. In a case like mine, though, that I just told you, that was just as proved, and that was ruined. Because even though we all ate in one dining room, but this person, this Yochid and his wife, ate in their own private room. And now, in the Hein vision, we taka didn't need an Erev, also in them. Now, what would have we done if the caterer didn't make an Erev? So Chayav the Eitz would go back to the original Bittel, right? Then we would have had to ask him, please, be mevatel your reshus, both your share in the hallways and your share in the room, and become our guest, relinquish your ownership for Shabbos, and don't carry out of your room. And whatever you need, one of us will get to you, will take it out of your room for you. And then once in the chutz, once this item is in the chutz, it can be carried around freely around the whole hotel. Now that's an example when the bittul would be used. Now, let's go back to the Gemara. So that was Abaye's Eitza, that let everyone be mevatel the reshus to one, and then you become a yochid mokim nochri, and when there's only one person living with a nochri, living with a guy, Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov says they were never geyser, and it will be mutter since we have a previous erev, so everyone will be mutter to carry. Rava comments to Abaya, though, that if you allow them to be mevatel reshus, then they will always do that, and the tal tatoris erev may oisem mavli. There'll never be Erev again in that Mavli, and they're going to forget about Erev. Marsha explains, even though now they're all mutter anyway through Bittul, and what difference does it make how the Heter Tiltul came about, says the Marsha, that they will eventually forget to do the Bittul also, and then they'll be carrying out without any Heter at all. Now, how does Rava's Taina stim with the concept and the Aloha of Bittul? Why is the bittul the mokim nochri? Why is that worse than in a case that the people didn't make an Erev, or in a case that one person forgot the Erev, like in Daf Samach Tes? So the Shainim explain, since by bittul most people are not permitted to carry, only the yochid, it's not a permanent solution. Next week, everyone will remember the situation that happened, and they'll be more cognizant to include everyone in the Erev. Mashen came by Yerachim Beritztak, by our case of our Gemara, the guy doesn't want to be Seicher. So, for the Israelim living in his Mavli, the Bittul is a permanent Eitzah. Therefore, we don't allow them to be Mevatel. So, in short, if there's a bigger gain from the Erev, then we will allow the Bittul, because we know it's only temporary, only for the Shabbos. But if there's no more gain from the Erev over the Bittul, then Rava says that we cannot allow the Bittul. Now, Tosfos brings then a Yemaisa Shehoya that was in the shkuna, in the neighborhood of the Rashi. There was a chuppah on Shabbos. In those days, they would make the chasna on the Friday afternoon. And then the Yesudas chasna was on Shabbos. This way, it will save everyone money, make a big Shabbos suda, and that's where they were noig for Dairy Dairis. Anyway, so there was a chuppah, there was a chasna on Shabbos, and they forgot to make an Erev. But the case was that there was no chotzer that connected the homes. Rather, each home was open to the next. And the chosin couldn't get his things out of his house, all his akelim that he needed for the chasna, and so on and so forth. So Rashi applied the heter of bittul to this case as well. and Rashi Paskin that all the neighbors should be mevatel their reshus to the chosn, and thereby the chosn is going to be mutter to be metalto. The re though in Tosis asks on Rashi, what's the reason why the people usually that are mevatel can't carry from their house to the chotzer? Because it looks like they're being in choizu machzik in the rishus that they just relinquished. So trade three, that's only sensible when there is a chotzer and they're mevatel their share of the chotzer. However, here they're being mevatel their homes to the chosin. They never had ownership in the house of the chosin. If so, carrying from house to house doesn't resemble reacquiring ownership, because you never had that. They never had ownership in the chosin's house. So therefore, it should be mutter for everyone to carry, even after bittul. If so, says the Rebbe further, there's no gain of the eiv over bittul, and therefore, we should forbid the eitzah of bittul in this case, just like Rava did in the case of Lachman bar Ristak. That's the Rebbe's kasha on Rashi. Tosfos, though, the Lavali Tosfos, retort to the Rebbe in defense of Rashi's psak, and they say that even though normally taking from your friend's house to the chotzer after bittul is not choizo machzik b'rishusoi, here if you take kalim out from your house to your friend's house, and then you bring things back into your house, that already looks like you're being choizer, and that's it, and that will be also to do, and in Mela there will be a gain in Erev over Bittul, and that will be Mutter. Now, this case could present itself either in a here in Lakewood we have a townhouses that are all attached and they share porches. Right, so or in the bungalow colonies, you have bungalows that also share a porch. You have double bungalows. So let's say the Erev was down from before Shabbos, because if it first fell down on Shabbos, then there will be a svar of horrible hutcha. We're not going to get into that now, but sometimes it would be mutter to still go around carrying from one house to the next. But let's say the Erev went down before Shabbos, but no one knew about it, and maybe we weren't able to fix it. So there was never horrible hutcha, there was never any Erev before Shabbos. And one Shabbos, we would take turns keeping on the oven, because the oven during the summer heats up the whole kitchen. So one Shabbos, one family would go in and keep their oven on, and all the food would be in that kitchen. And the other Shabbos, and the next Shabbos, the other family would keep on the oven. So now, lo and behold, there's no Erev, and one of the homes has the food. So how do you get the food out? How do you get the food out from one home to the next home? So the chayyeh that will be a machloikus between the Ri and Rashi, where there will be mutatim in the battle to the other house to get the food out. Because according to the Ri, the only time that bittul is going to help is going from a house to a chotzer. Mashiaching from a house to a house, there will be no eitzah. And according to Rashi, the chayyeh will be mutter. So what's the psach halacha there? The machaber brings down this halacha and paskins like Rashi that it's mutter to be mevatel, and it's also though to bring things from the house of the makabel reshus to the house of the mevatel. The halacha then brings down though our tosfos and comments that it's only also to bring back after you first bring things into the other house. And as you bedayik from our tosfos, even more, the berlocha is mamash being bedayik the words that only the actual kalim brought out are going to be also to retrieve, whereas all other things can be all of the kalim can be transferred back and forth. So according to the berlocha, after one is mevatel his reshus, he can take things from his house to his friend's house. And then he could also take different items from his friend's house to your own house. The only thing that will be also, according to the Be'er Locha, would be to go in and bring back the same kalim that you brought in the first place. So according to the Be'er Halacha, you have a very good eitzah going and bringing the food from one house to the next. Just mevatel the food. Once you be mevatel his house to his friend's house, and then you could go and bring the food over. Just make sure that you don't bring the dirty dishes back for your friends to go and clean. But either way, you shouldn't do that because you should clean after your own garbage. The Chaz Nis, though, disagrees with the Be'er Halacha's diyuk and maintains that it would always be also for the mevatel to carry from the reshus of the machzik to his reshus. So in our case, that one has his food by his friend's house, according to the Chaz Nis, the only eitzah to get the food out is that the Baal HaBayis of where the food is should mevatel his reshus to the owner of the food, and then either of them can carry it out from one house to the next.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.